You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Burning questions.
Insightful answers.
Listener's Choice.
With Clement Maniatela.
So, on our Listener's Choice feature this morning, we are speaking to the CEO of Rotech Industries. That's Beking Nxumalo. This is a company that's responsible for the maintenance of Eskom's power plants. We are in the middle of an electricity crisis. And you and I, often when we experience load shedding, we are told, there's some power plants or this unit there that is broken down, that is out. And you often ask questions about who's responsible for the maintenance of those units. I know some of you, the listeners, called me a couple of weeks ago saying, bring in Rotech so that we understand the role that they play as a subsidiary company of Eskom that focuses on maintenance. So we've got Eskom's Rotech Industries CEO Beking Nxumalo on the line now. And if you have any question about how they go about carrying their responsibilities, you're welcome to call me or send me a WhatsApp voice note. Becky, thank you for making time. Good morning.
Yeah, thank you very much, Clement, and good morning to the listeners.
Let's start with just your mandate as Rotech. What are you responsible for at Eskom?
Thank you for the opportunity, Clement. I think Eskom Rotech Industry is a wholly owned subsidiary of Eskom Enterprises. So the mandate that we have is mostly for the maintenance, especially on the turbines and generators, particularly in the power stations. That is one part that we are doing. And also we are doing maintenance of the transformers within the Eskom fleet, including transmissions and distribution. And then the second part of our Rotech Industries as well, we have got what section called bulk materials handling. That is mainly dealing with the handling of the coal in the power stations once it's been delivered inside the power stations, and then also the building of the ash dams once the ash has come out of the unit. So that is part of our mandate to make sure that the ash dams are constructed correctly. And then the fourth leg of our part as Eskom Rotech Industries is construction services.
Yeah.
So constructions, we do constructions of the substations. We do constructions of the power lines as well. We just recently finishing the line in Limpopo that we've been busy with, a very difficult line, but we've finished now recently. And then the last part of our division is the division called Logistics Services. Logistics services, it does all logistics in terms of transportation for Eskom.
Mm-hmm.
But the bigger emphasis here, which makes it unique, is that we do the bigger, like up to 300 tons, like your transformers, all those big things, those big trucks that you sometimes meet on the road that need to be escorted by the traffic officials. So that is really, but within the current space, the bigger portion is within the generation. We maintain the, we do maintenance and also engineering part of it for the turbines and generators.
Yeah.
So all generators and turbines and Eskoms are maintained by us, and also engineering.
Okay. Yeah, so Becky, sorry, I'm going to put you back to the producers. I'm not happy with the line. I can hear you, but I'm struggling a little bit. And if I struggle to hear you when I'm in studio, someone who's listening from the car is probably having even much, much trouble trying to make out what you're saying. And I really want us to understand the mandate and your responsibility as a Rotech, not just responsibility when it comes to load shedding, but the responsibility you have to ensure that the units are maintained. And we are not often told about some units breaking down, and part of that is because of the lack of maintenance. That's Beking Nxumalo, Eskom's Rotech Industries CEO, and I'm going to take your questions as well if you have any on 011-883-0702. Let's try that line again. Becky, we often have incidences where, you know, there are breakdowns of units. You know, often Eskom tells us this in their statements when they're announcing any stage of load shedding. They tell us about the breakdowns here and there, what's gone wrong at their power stations. Is that caused by the lack of maintenance, or is the issue here that the company doesn't have enough capacity to maintain the units that it has?
Yeah, I think the breakdowns are twofold. Like, I will, if I were to talk in the expense of Rotec Industries maintenance mainly going to be on the turbines and generators or transformers. If then the breakdown is in those plants, it can be anything, but mostly the power stations in terms of your cycle, you've got what you call the outage schedule that you follow, specifically in the turbines. And turbines are the most expensive component in the power station. So as such, then there is a rigorous maintenance schedule that you probably need to adhere to.
Mm-hmm.
That you cannot, because once you have opened the turbines, you cannot return it without fixing it. And normally we do it, like the turbines is differentiated, we've got like, say, 5 turbines per unit in the power station. If you take a power station like in the Thabo, for an example, it's got 6 units. Then you will have what we call the low pressure turbines and then the high pressure turbines. Those high pressure turbines, you open them depending on the design every 10 to 12 years. So it's not something that you really, and then we do inspections in between. So those maintenance, once you open them in 10 years for what is called general overhaul, we do a complete overhaul so that it returns to as if it's a new turbine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really to restore it to run again for the next 10 years. So.
Yeah.
Also, the only areas that you will pick up then maybe where there's much consumables on the other plant areas in the power station, like the boilers and all of those things, that where you might find out that you're picking up some of the major issues. But yeah, sometimes you do get breakdowns within the turbine space, but it's not as prevalent as you will find it in other plant areas. Yeah.
Yeah. So often government tells us when they are talking about why we have load shedding, part of the explanation is that for the longest time, the right amount of maintenance was not done. So whose failure was it then, Becky, not to maintain our power plants as they were supposed to? And what role are you playing as Rotec in assisting Eskom to end load shedding or to make sure that the majority of South Africans actually have proper power supply?
Yeah, thanks for that question, Clement. I think, like I've explained, that if let's deal again with the scope that Eskom Rotec Industries is responsible for, which is mostly like your turbines and generators and also the transformers. Like I said, those plants, they have got a fixed schedule. And then we've got our own engineering working together with generation engineering team as well. Like I said, every 3 years we do what we call interim inspections for the turbines, and then 6 years we do what we call the mini overhauls, which we fix the turbines on the low pressure and high pressure. There is a defined scope on those things. So those ones, normally on the turbine space, is not something that you can say you haven't done maintenance. Once you open, like in 10 years, you do the whole train, what you call it, the whole train, the generators together with all the turbines.
Yeah.
Then you do them. You cannot pretend that you need without doing them. Like I'm saying, you need to bring them as new. So some of the issues that you pick up where there might have been some issues, like in the other areas of the plant. Like
I hear that.
All of those things. But from the scope that Rotec Industries is responsible for, there's really very little scope of not doing maintenance. It is highly regulated space as well, that you cannot do to the speed and the energy that these things are rotating at. Yeah.
Mm. So Becky, just to make sure I understand you, are you saying that you as Rotec Industries have been doing maintenance as scheduled, as expected, and there was no point when you had not done maintenance as you were expected to?
Yeah, Clement, let me just say, the maintenance at the power station is scheduled together as part of the whole generation fleet. Yeah. But once the general overhaul has been declared and then it's been accepted, then we will do that. That unit will never return except until that turbine is closed up. Even if there is some delays, we will not return it with that, because it's really almost impossible to run it with major defects in the turbines. So So once it's been scheduled, there might be some instances where maybe an outage is moved or deferred by, say, a month or so. But generally, the outage has been given. Because remember, it's part of the whole system. So we don't take out the turbine. It's part of the, what is called integrated planning. So once the outage is done, because our work is really mostly done during the what we call shutdown, and then there is maintenance team that we have at the station to deal with the routine maintenance and all of the things.
So are you saying that we are not experiencing load shedding because of the lack of maintenance? You are saying maintenance, as you have explained, it's been done because it's scheduled. So our experiencing of load shedding, it's not because of the lack of maintenance and maintenance that hasn't been done.
No. That's why I'm specifically talking towards the turbines, German turbines and generators. And then obviously, like I said, there is instances where outages have been, maybe in the past, has not been done as planned. But what I'm saying, once the turbines, you can run certain space on the running hours. So once you pass those things, you need to take down either to do inspections and then or do the repairs. So there are some instances where maintenance has been lacking, but on the turbine space, I mean, we've got the whole fleet that we look at almost every day living on the system, where we look at how is our contribution to the situation that is happening. So there have been some incidences in the past where outages were deferred and all of those things that have happened that is now contributing to what we are currently experiencing. But generally, the turbines have got a very fixed schedule for them to be maintained that need to be done as well.
All right, let me take some...
There's no chance. It's a good thing with the turbine. You know, once you have opened it, you can't just close. You need to bring it as
Well as it is. Yeah. All right, let me bring some questions from our listeners. Let's start with the voice note.
Morning, Clement. Question I've got. The majority of our power stations, to my understanding, are reaching or have reached their expiry dates. So as Rotech, you can do as much maintenance as you want. You can't fix a power station that was built decades upon decades ago, that has a lifespan that's reached its end. You know, what's the point? You need to be building new power stations.
Becky, any response to that? And maybe you can respond specific to what you've explained you do around the turbines, the generators, transformers. Does it still make sense to maintain some of these things when they're reaching the end of their lifespan?
Yeah, thank you for the question from the caller, Clement. I think let me start with that. If you look at how the system is run, we've got what is called life of plant plans. So these overhauls and inspection that I spoke to, it's like I said, some turbines is 10 to 12 years. Then we do what we call midlife refurbishment on the GO, what we call general overhauls. And then the last, up to say 40 years, we know that after, say, 35 years, we stop doing those major overhauls and then we just do inspections. That is part of the plan in terms of how the life of the plant is managed as well. So the aging is factored into what we call life of plant plans as well. So it is something that is not by chance, but we know exactly what we need to do after at midlife. There is some inspections and also tests that our engineers, together with the generation engineers, do, which will then take the station to the part of the plan as well. That also includes the OEM's recommendations, because one thing that I omitted to mention, within the Rotech space, we have got also all our OEMs, which are original equipment manufacturers. They are part of our teams as well to make sure that the OEMs were also having those things, apart from the engineering team that is within ESCOM and also within ourselves here. Mm-hmm. We've got also engineering teams and data from the OEMs that also look at how the plant is being running, and then if there are risks as well, and then
Let me take the last two questions.
Morning, Minister Mr. Manyathela, Sipho in Orlando. Please ask your guest there from Rotech, how much maintenance did they do during the lockdown when the country was on level 5, where in the country there was no activity done? Can you have papers to prove what type of maintenance did they do and for how long during the lockdown? Thank you, Mr. Manyati.
Good day, Clement, and your guest there. Can your guest there explain to us briefly what exactly causes the breakdowns?
All right, thank you so much for your questions. Becky, two questions. One, how much maintenance did you do during the lockdown? I remember speaking to the CEO of Eskom, who said, we're going to take advantage of this lockdown so we can do as much maintenance as possible. So how much did you do? And the second question, what exactly causes these breakdowns?
Thank you, Chairman, for the callers. I think during the lockdown, obviously, in terms of there was a lot of maintenance that was done from the generation fleet, which is more on the Eskom side as well. So those statistics can be made available. But from a Rotec industry's point of view, if you recall that the lockdown was something that came in, so that period as well, if you recall, Chairman, was only short-term maintenance that could be fitted in during that time. So the turbines, which will normally require 60 days up to 100 days, you couldn't then do with that time because it was also, if you remember, in 2020, it was during the time or the period when we are also approaching winter. So normally when we approach winter, then from our planning as a system, we've got very leaky planning to do the what you call the turbine center line, which turbines and generators maintenance. Most of the maintenance that was done, it was mostly on the boiler side and the boiler auxiliaries and those auxiliary plants that were there. So there were some maintenance that was done. It really provided the organization with an opportunity to do some much needed maintenance. But looking at it from the turbine's point of view, the turbine just followed the normal planned maintenance because the turbines, you need to plan it properly. And I was saying, once you open it, you close it.
Okay.
You need to open it in 6 years and then 12 years. Yeah.
Yeah, and the second question, what exactly causes the breakdowns?
The breakdowns currently, I'm sure you also attended the system briefing that was done about a week ago. It's a combination. It can happen that mostly in the boiler systems, you find that the boiler tubes will be leaking. You know, sometimes it's various stations happening simultaneously that the system becomes then inadequate. Or it can be the tripping as well, which is the trip is like when the units are separate from the grid, which was not planned to separate, which can be either caused by, you know, how the plant was operated, or the system was responding to preventing a damage to the machine. Then we've got settings that if there is a risk of damaging the turbine, we've got settings that they must separate from the grid automatically so that investigation can be done. So it's a combination of issues, Clement.
Okay, just lastly, and we've got 12 seconds left, you could respond quickly to this. A listener asking, so can Mr. Nxumalo tell us, what does he think is the reason we are experiencing load shedding now in these higher stages?
In 12 seconds, I think, the load shedding is really regrettable. But I think the feedback that has been provided from corporate on the system briefing, I think, has provided the South Africans with the article, with the reasons why we are sitting at this unfortunate situation. Thanks.
Becky Nxumalo, Eskom's Rotec Industry CEO, thank you for making